It's a very interesting pochet. I want to learn up with the Olam two pieces of Sfas Emes in this week's parasha of Matos. It's two parashas this week. It's a few hundred psukim for those who didn't do Shnayim Mikra yet. I heard one bacha saying over to another upstairs. I heard one guy saying it's 220 psukim. I says, oh no. So you can start right after. There's two midrashim. One of them is Sfas Emes inside. In the pasuk of Nedarim, there's a midrash in the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, by either Yaakov Neder Lemar, Im Yeh Elokim Imadi Bishmarani Baderech Hazeh Asher Anochi Holech. Nosan li lechem lechol lo begel lo boi, shashafti b'sholom lo beis ovi, v'hoi Hashem li lo loikim, v'eben azizah shashamti matzei v'yeh beis ovi. The first time in Neder, this week's parasha, Parasha Matos, the whole tremendous arichus, lo yachol dvorah, the whole parasha of Nedarim and Shavuos. But the first time in Neder appears in the Torah Kedosha is by Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu made a Neder that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be in this place. What's fascinating is that there's another time that there was a neder that was made minigeh to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, Shir HaMalos, Zuchar Hashem LeDavid, it's Kolanus, Hashem Nishba LaHashem, Nodar LaAvir Yankiv. What was his nether? David HaMelech said, Im avoy ba'oyo beisi, Im ele al eres yitzuoy, I'm not going to sleep. Im etein shenas le'enai la'afapai timra. He made a nether, he said, I'm not going to go to sleep. Ad emtza mokar la'ashem mishkano is la'avir yanker. Yeah, Maisa? He made a nether that he's not going to sleep until he finds the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tied together the two nedarim. Says the Medrash over the Embracious, incredible lashon. Yankiv Pasach Baneder Tchila. Yankovina was the first one who made the nether. He made a nether that the Beis HaMikdash got. The Fichach Komishu Neder Layet Toilas a nether Elaboy. And that's why David HaMelech said, Asher Nishba LaHashem Neder LaAvir Yankiv. Avram, no, Yitzchak, no, Nodar LaAvir Yankiv. You imagine it? It's a fascinating thing. The Beis HaMikdash came about through a Neder, twice. The first Neder that created the Beis HaMikdash was the nether of Yaakov Avinu, where Yaakov Avinu made a nether that I'm going to, this Evan is going to be the Mokum HaKodesh HaKadoshim. And David HaMelech, in building the first base HaMikdash, made a nether that I'm not going to go to sleep until I find the Mokum HaMikdash. And Chazal, he made it La'avir Yankiv, the God of Yaakov Avinu, and Chazal connected it. Chazal said it's connected to that nether. Shteita Mori de Kazach, that the Mokum HaMikdash was created, it was started, it was initiated by Yaakov Avinu Ayideh Nether, and the Lemaisa Dika articulation of David HaMelech in the final stages in beginning to lay the blueprint of the Beis HaMikdash also with a nether. That's an example. The Beis HaMikdash came through a nether, Yaakov Avinu, and David HaMelech, what Chazal is saying is, he continued that nether. He continued that nether, and he took it to the Lamaisa stage. He was, who, not the Tchila, and yet David HaMelech continued that nether. So the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, Tashros HaShechina, came through a nether. And Chazal made a trask about it. Chazal said, "Who nodar tchila?" That's the first nether in the Torah. The first nether in the Torah What's the significance of that? Yankov, David continued Yankov Neder. Who Nadar Tchila? That was the first Neder. It's the first Neder in the Torah. All the Kadmonim say that whenever something's brought down the first time in the Torah, that's the Iker. So if a Neder is brought down the first time in the Torah in this context, Shteta that the Iker Neder was utilized for creating the Makom HaMikdash. Vadov Omer Darsheni. What's the pshat on that? I want to learn with you a piece of Sfas Emes in the parasha. The pasuk says, "Vaynedarim ish ki yidu nedel Hashem wa yishav ha-shvua lesa Yisrael nafshay lo yachel dvoroi." The law of lo yachel. You're not allowed to break your word. It says Rashi. What's the lashon of lo yachel? Lo yichalo dvoroi. Lo yase dvoroi chulin. Don't turn your words into chulin. Lashon achil. Lashon achulin. So Sfas Emes makes a moriyah dekadir. It's very interesting. You can learn a Rashi, and you can learn a Rashi in the eyes of the Sfas Emes. You shouldn't make your words chulin, says the Sfas Emes. What do you mean? And otherwise, it's not chulin. Zok the Sfas Emes, he learns up the Rashi, and he says, Pirish Rashi lo yaset vro chulin. I only came today to read the words of Sfas Emes inside. Pirish Rashi lo yaset vro chulin. Miklal. Shadibur hu kodesh. If a person has the ability when he breaks a nether, is you make your dibur into chulin, that means when you don't break a nether, your dibur is kodesh. Why? Ki hu me'ahevel v'ruach ha'odon diksiv. Everybody knows. Va'ipach ba'apov nishmas chayim de'ebish to blue and neshama into a human being. It says Targum Onkelos ruach m'malo, the koyach ha'dibur. The koyach ha'dibur comes from the hevel and the ruach of the Eibishter that he blew into a human being. Vehi le nefesh chay le ruach ma'ala nimtza she ruach ha'adam hu kodesh. Yeah, amazing, no? It's novel. The Sfas Emes medayek in Rashi that says that if you make a nether, keep the nether and don't make your words into chulin. And otherwise, it's kodesh. Why is it otherwise kodesh? What's epis? Where does it get Kedusha from? Says the Sfas Emes, where do you get Dibur from? Where's the Kedusha Dibur from? The animals don't talk, the zebras don't talk, the giraffes don't talk. The Dibur comes from Yibach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, says the Targum Onkelos. Nishmas Chaim means the Ruach Umal, the ability to talk. What does that mean? That means the Hevel and the Ruach, the Ruach, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Neshama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into a person, allows a person to talk. A person's Dibur in its natural state is Kodesh Kadoshim. If you keep your word, Zaktus Vasem is in a different place. Layachel Dvar of Kachola Yitzmi Piv Yase. He says a Mabel de Gazach. He says if Layachel Dvaroi, if you will keep your Koyach HaPer Kodesh by not breaking it, he has a noob shot. Normally, we learn the guy is Le'achad Var means he made a nether, so keep your word. Sfas Emes is explaining that since your Koyach HaDibur is Halig, is Kaddish, because it's the Ebishter's Neshama that you're talking with, so when you don't keep your word, you're making a Chil Lashem. Le'achal from Lashon Achil. You're making a Chil Lashem because you're defiling the tool and the Halikheid of the Ebishter. So he says, a Mavel de Kazach. Le'achal Dvarv. But what happens if lo yachol dvori? What happens if you keep your koyach hadibur helik? So he says, kechol hayeitim mipiv yaseh, whatever you'll daven for, whatever you'll be mevakish for, whatever you'll learn, be mekuyim. Kishayin adam mishane diburoi, kemoshe kosov layachel, layaseh dvorov chulin, miklal she dvorov hem kodesh be'etzem, ayidei kedushas Hashem yizborach shenosan b'chol ish Yisrael, as long as you watch the Koyach HaDibur, as long as you keep it Eilig, that's the Eibishter. Is the Eibishter talking? Is if you protect that asset and that tool that you have, the depressing side of this is that they bring on the bottom over here in the news, Transemis, they speak about other places, about Dvorim B'Teilim also. But that's not the topic now. We don't want to make the Olam too depressed. That's it is. It's a guarantee. Whatever you'll say, David will do. You'll daven, you'll learn, you'll make Kabbalahs. You'll be Makabal Malchus Shemayim, he speaks about. All that, as long as you protected this asset that you have, Miklal the Kaddish. Because in Eila, the fee this, I want to tell you, Dovin Noir Mamish. You all know that the Rambam calls, right? The Rambam has a chelik which talks about Nidorim, Shvuas, Nazir, is called Hafla. Why is it called Hafla? Because the Pasuk says, by Nazir, ki yafli. Yafli means to express. Taka Yisrael explains, why is it that Nidorim, Zeros, Shvuas are under the umbrella of Hafla, Yafli? All Nidorim, Hafla, he says, I'm already the Gazach, it's Mamash. It's Poshav Shat. I mean, I saw this when I was a bacher. It shocked me. It says, Amar Kazakh, it says, the Ramah speaks out on the Brach of Asher Yotzar, Umafli Lasois. The Ramah quotes a Chazal that the word Pella refers to whenever there's a synthesis of Guf and Neshama. Chazal used a lashon that the greatest Pella in the Bria is that Kosh Baruch Hu puts a Neshama into a human being. We spoke about the neshama Wednesday night in Seals Hashem, and the neshama doesn't run away; it doesn't leak out. That's a pella. When there's fusion of the guf and the neshama, that's the biggest pella that could be. Umafli lases. That's the pella. Says the Pachet Yitzchok, the ultimate fusion of guf and neshama is in the koyach hadibur, because that's the vayipach ba'apa of nishmas chayim. That's how the Ebrishto blew in the neshama, the chelak alakamimal, into the person. And that gave him the koyach of talking. So the place where the guf and the neshama meet up is in the koyach hadibur, what the Helig des Vasemes calls the hevel and the ruach of the Abish himself. So that's hafla. That's the greatest wonder. The power of speech is the wonder. It's the mafli vasis. It's the place where guf and neshama meet up. And that's why it's kodesh. That's why it's holy. And that's when a person doesn't keep his word, so there's a chilul, there's chulun. It became defiled. That which was holy became defiled. Melefiza, I want to be Matzia, but I think it's the Pasuk Shat. Why did the Beis Hamikdash come through a nether? Yaakov Avinu started, who nada tefila? Why did the Beis Hamikdash have to come through a nether? Why do you make a nether? The Beis Hamikdash, why did it come through a nether? The Yidor. And then, David HaMelech, she nada. Look, Labir Yankiv, why does he have to make a nether for? It's very interesting. You want to build a basement, so get on the job. Don't go to sleep until you make a basement English. What does another Labir Yankiv? Why does he have to make a nether for it? Why does Yankovino have to make a nether? Shat Poshet. The basement Migdash is the Hashras Hashchina in the Bria. But the Torah says, Veshachanti. The Shechina is in Klal Yisrael. Not that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, is only an articulation that the Shechina abandoned us. That the Shechina abandoned us. The Shechina abandoned us. When the Shechina leaves us, mainly the Beis Hamikdash is empty, it collapses, it's a bankrupt. But the real Shechina is in every Yid. And the Shechina in every Yid is the Koyach HaDibur, is the Ruach HaMa'ala, is the Hevel Ruach. That's the holiest part of a person, by the way. The most spiritual part of the person, the Chelek of a Kami Ma'ala in the person, is the Ruach HaMa'ala, is the spirit that talks. So, that's the Hafla, that's the place where Guf and Neshama meet up. That's the Hashras HaShechin inside a person. So the Beis HaMikdash comes about through a neder, through a layachal dvori. A Beis Hamikdash comes about. What is the Beis Hamikdash? Because the Shechina comes down. The Ashros Hashechina in a person, on the private level of a Shachanti B'Soy Chom, is the Koyach HaDibur that a person has, which a person uses for tefillah, and a person uses for Torah, and a person uses for Chesed. and a person uses for Shalom Bayis, and a person uses for Vidal Machaveroi. There's a lot of things you can do with Dibor. A lot of Hela Gezachen that a person can do. And the Beis Hamikdash came through a nether because that's where a person, that's where a person's divinity and godliness and ruchnius and helikite and kedusha is expressed. The Moed Gezach. The Chofetz Chaim writes in his Hakdamah that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. None of us are great in Lashon Hara. It's a gefarlich hamageifa in our door. But there's two sides to it. There's one problem of Lashon Hara, of the harm that it does, with Al Machaveroi and all that. That's a whole package that Chofetz Chaim writes in all the places of the damage that it does in this world and next world. But the Iker Nekuda of Lashon Hara, and the Chofetz Chaim writes that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. But the Iker Nekuda of Lashon Hara is that I would venture to say, if it's Rishus to say, that if not keeping a neder is Layachol Dvoroi, so Lashon Hara is 1,000 times worse. That's a chill of the Kedusha of the Koyach HaPeh. Beisha gave you Kedusha, and the Eivisha gave you Koyach to talk. And it's not that, I'm not even saying the cliche that he gave you a Koyach to talk and what you use it for. It's Kodesh, it's a Heilig Gezach. It's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's the Hashuas HaShchina inside a person. And Memela, that's why the Beis HaMikdash came through a nether. It started with a nether, and it stayed with a nether. And what it's coming to Megalos is that we're very, very, very Heilig mentioned. The days of the 9 days, Haba Aleinu, hopefully the Toiva, the days of the Chas HaYomim, more than anything else, besides the Avelos on the Chorban, and besides the Avelos on the Golos HaShchina, are Be'ikr supposed to remind us of the lack of Kedusha in the world. The Beis Hamikdash, Kishmo Yikenu, was a place that in an empty world, a world of devoid of Kedusha, a world that looks like it's devoid of Kedusha, no, there's Kedusha there. Beis Hamikdash, V'shachanti V'soichem. In a Gashmistic world. That's really what the story of the Beis Hamikdash was. That the world, like I spoke on Wednesday night in the yeshiva, is not a place that's devoid of ruchnius. It's not what you see it is. It's not what you think it is. And that's really what Tisha B'Av is about, by the way. That's what the 9 days is about. And that reflection of understanding who we are, what are our kichos, that's really what the 9 days is about, of a person being able to realize and to reach out into himself and realize that you're a heiliger mensch. You have a ruach mamal, a yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. The Eibishter blew a neshama inside of you, and he gave you enormous koyches that with your koyach hadibur, your koyach of tefillah, your koyach of Torah, you can reach ginzei meroimim with that koyach hapeh. That's the yesod of Yankov Nodar Tchila. That's the insight that the Beis Hamikdash came through a neder, through a koyach adibur of layachol dvoroi, using the koyach adibur for kedusha. That means the spitz use of the koyach adibur was to use it to create the makom hamikdash. And these days are mesukul for us to make any sort of tikkun in that, of re-injecting that ikur articulation of kedusha in our lives. Shabbos.